It's HBR.
All Things Considered, and I'm Dave Lawrence. Tonight at the Blue Note, Grammy Award-winning vocalist and jazz musician Kurt Elling wrapping up his stay in Honolulu with shows at 6:30 and 9. We got a chance to speak with him about his hometown of Chicago and a few unusual musical pairings on his resume that connect to that city, like getting to work with Smashing Pumpkins singer-guitarist Billy Corgan.
You know, Chicago, like any other city, it's a big city, but within it, it has many small towns. And part of the small town thing in Chicago was that I know a lot of people who own music venues that aren't even necessarily jazz venues. And one of them is the Metro, 30-year-old venue now that's had mostly punk and rock and roll. It's lost a bunch of careers, including Billy's. They every year do a benefit concert for homeless teenagers, and I was happy to take part in that several years. One of the years Billy was on, and they like to do, like, hey, let's mix up this person with that person. So I met Billy there, and we did a couple of Jimi Hendrix tunes.
Wow.
And so that was a lot of fun. It was funny afterwards because he's like, man, you're a rock and roll star. You could be making money. What are you doing over in jazz?
That's great. Another Chicago cat, and I don't know if the story is quite as fun as the last one, but it could be. And he's a former guest on the show, too. Buddy Guy, and big name in Chicago, not from there, but he established himself there after heading into that direction.
Well, you know, man, if you're in Chicago, you got to go hear Buddy Guy. And I've caught Buddy on 100 occasions, and he's always incredible. And he's a sweet, sweet guy. I got to have him with me on a handful of occasions. One was that I was the artistic director for the City of Chicago's celebration of the millennium back in 1999 into 2000, and he was on that show. And then he's been on a couple of other things where I've been with the Recording Academy in Chicago. And then the most recent thing was that I got to sing backup for him when we were at the White House with Barack Obama when he did International Jazz Day. This was November or so last year, as recently as that. Because I know the guy who does the music direction there. And he's like, so what do you want to sing? And I said, well, sure, I'll sing this and this for myself. But, man, I'll be happy to back up Buddy if you need some backup. So they remembered that, and they put me on, and it was just a gas.
I don't know which is more of a thrill. You're getting to perform with the Buddy Guy, but you're doing it in front of the president.
Yeah, that was a thrill.
It's the great Kurt Elling wrapping up a couple of nights here in Honolulu at the Blue Note. Pair of shows this evening for folks if they want to head down there, 6:30 and 9. And we really appreciate you spending some time with us on the phone today. Thank you so much, Kurt.
Thank you, buddy. Nice interview. Aloha, Kurt Elling. You're right where you should be, listening to my friend Dave Lawrence. But please, make a pledge now and support Hawaii Public Radio and All Things Considered. We can't do it without you, so thanks for your helping hand.
Vista across the window hides the lines, but nothing hides the color of the lights that shine. Electricity so fine, look and dry your eyes.